Hey, Chuck.
How are you?
Sorry, my volume was off. How are you?
I like your background. I want to be there.
Oh, indeed. Let's see.
Think Hawaii.
All right, I think I'll be able to hear you now.
Yeah, there you go.
Are things?
Things are going, it just seems like time is flying. I can't believe it's halfway through February already, and I'll be 64 next month, so it's like,
Congratulations. Happy
man,
birthday. Early
yeah.
happy birthday.
And this is you're 40 for when I found out I got sick in 83. Long, long time ago.
Yeah. It's only been 23 years for me, so
I like the way you match your hoodie and your hair. That's cute.
wonder where everybody is.
Oh, it they never get here until about 3 or 4.
Oh, okay. Is that your place?
It's the boyfriend's house.
Oh, okay. I love that painting and the color scheme there and everything. It's lovely.
That's a lady from Sweden did that, and that's what he used his pandemic money for. Hey, Crown.
Hello,
Hey,
everybody.
Crown.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, chocolate is always good.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
How are you? Hey, Crown, I got your email a couple of minutes ago, so I sent you my new number. I don't know why. I've had this number for like 3 years or 4 years now.
Yeah,
So.
I've been going through like per subcommittee, kind of just updating contact info and then seeing what reminders people want. And it seems like quite a few people's numbers are out of date. So it's been good that I've been doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course, no worries.
Hello, all.
Hello, Mr. Noble.
Hello.
What's cracking?
Hey, Mark. You
Didn't
didn't want to
I
leave the hat
inspire
on?
you to fix your hair,
It was a whole
Mark?
outfit. Come
I think we could go hat free. I've been wearing this all day, and I think it's
Yeah.
got my hair down enough where I feel it's okay to share with the public. Yeah, okay. It was very Back to
Nice.
the Future scientist for a while. I mean, it was like Thomas Noble if Thomas didn't like pull his hair back. So, and that's just not me. I was just at a meeting with Manuel, so I know Manuel is joining us shortly. And because what I went over with Manuel was actually how to facilitate a committee, I'm wondering, Chuck, if we can let Manuel have a run at it this meeting. What do you think?
Sure, I'm always game.
So let's just wait for him to join us.
There he is.
Hi, everyone. Sorry about that.
Manuel, I jumped in before you got here and asked and told folks that since we were just in a meeting about how to facilitate committees, like perhaps you would like to facilitate this one.
Sure. Sure, let's give me a try. Okay. Can someone bring up the agenda?
Oh, you'll start with the introductions.
Okay. Oh, hey everyone. Welcome and introductions. Manuel Vasquez here, co-chair Council Affairs. Chuck.
Chuck Adams, co-chair Council Affairs.
TJ Lee.
Council member.
Irma Parada.
Irma Parada, council member and council
Thomas.
co-chair.
Awesome. Thomas Noble.
Thomas Noble, government co-chair.
And Lee?
Hi, this is Nali, council member.
David Crown?
Hello, everybody. Crown here, council staff.
Kira Perez?
Hi, everyone. Kira, council staff.
Mark Molnar?
Council staff. Thank you.
Yay. Okay. And then do we ask for the agenda? Thank you so much. Okay. And so I'm just going to put this up.
Sorry, wrong one. Really?
No worries. I'm trying to, again, think back through my notes that I took with Mark. I have a little post-it in front of me. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Thank you.
Crown, do you have it by any chance, actually?
Oh, I do. I was literally just sharing.
Okay. Sorry, I realized I had the screening stuff and not the council stuff.
No worries. Let me just. Oh, okay, great.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark.
Oh, that's Crown. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Crown. Okay. So again, introductions and welcome. I would like to.
Well, that looks like the minutes. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
Maybe I can get it in here. Just a moment. Sorry, Crown.
It's in the email, so maybe.
Yeah. Don't worry, I got it. I literally was just sharing this with Manuel a moment ago, so I can pull this up. But I don't have the minutes, so someone can definitely make sure that's good to go after we do this draft agenda. All right, can you all see that? Yeah. So we see here the pro forma, and then we have only one presentation today, HIV Housing 101 with Manuel.
Yes.
And there you have it.
Okay, so I want to review this, or I want to put up this for approval, the February 14th draft agenda. Can I make a motion or no?
Oh, no, you just say any objections.
Any objections?
Any objections to approving this by consensus?
Any objections to approving this by consensus? No objections? Great. It's passed.
There you go.
Okay. Can someone pull up the minutes now?
Yeah, I can pull up the minutes now.
Thank you. Okay, thanks so much. And so I want to put forward the minutes for approval with the council. Do we have any people in opposition or any corrections to be made?
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Paul Harkin. Okay, no objections, no edits. Okay. Yay. All right, it's passed.
All right.
Okay, and then now I think it's just me.
Now it's announcements and then public comment and then you.
Okay, awesome. Are there any announcements? No. Okay. Seeing as there are none, we're moving forward. Let's see.
Any public comment?
No public comment? Okay. Well, with that, then I think we'll move into our presentation. So I sent it to David or Kira. Do y'all have it open where I could? I wasn't really sure if I could share it, but I probably could. But
do you want me to go ahead and share it? I can share it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kira. Right.
Give me 1 second.
And just to kind of frame it for everyone, so this is a HIV housing basics in service that I presented on the 26th of January to a lot of providers across the city. I'm not going to go into detail for each slide because I will be presenting it at another meeting. But I just wanted to see if people have questions or anything like that. So, so again, very basic. Next slide. This would be the agenda, which also notes learning objectives for the training. And I've already received feedback from this training and have made some edits, as well as Mark. Thanks, Mark, for your feedback as well. But this is really meant to provide you a surface level. This is not meant to go in depth. So some of this may be repetitive for some people, but I just want to put that out there. So again, gain basic knowledge, understand housing program distinctions, understand relevant housing assistance processes. Next slide. So I pretty much go into basics of each of those areas. So rental assistance, navigation, and support. I talk about all those that are provided. I also go through some basic common housing language, meaning specifically rental subsidies as project-based versus tenant. These are interchangeable, and I hear a lot of people bring this up and sometimes inaccurately, so I wanted to make sure to clear that. Also, rent burden, which is a gauge for a lot of programs. Next slide. I want to go over the fair market rate rent, which is published by HUD, and this is most programs follow this. Section 8 follows the housing authority standard, but no matter what, the regulations always say point to the FMR and make sure that the rent doesn't go above that. Next slide. And then I do, like, a lot of people have requested best practices with housing searches and things like that. So I pretty much go into Zillow or PadMapper or Craigslist. I mention all these in my slides, but I just took a screenshot to show people that, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, it might be fraud. I mean, I would say there are still studios that are going for about $1,500, $1,600 in San Francisco. Anything lower than that is probably a scam. And, you know, the basic principles also are there, like make sure it's a correct email address. They have, you know, it doesn't seem too out of place. Next slide. I go over the Plus Housing program and I talk about that, how people are prioritized and what it's actually meant to do. Because I think a lot of people hear Plus Housing and they don't know what that means. They think it's a program or something in that or an organization. And it's really just a wait list for referral to services, either subsidy or project-based units. I talk about, you know, best practices in submitting complaints and what tenants kind of have rights as to. They can call the Department of Building Inspection if they want to, if the landlord's not making adjustments. I also mentioned the application intake process for our residential communities, such as the residential community for chronically ill and also our transitional residential care facilities. So I go over those basics. Next slide. I go over reasonable accommodation. This is really common, especially if people want to move out of their building. You know, I just kind of go over the steps. First, they talk to the landlord and they come to the subsidy provider if they can't accommodate them. I also talk about housing quality inspections. This is for health and safety to ensure that all the people that we're providing funding for and rent funding, that they're living in safe and habitable environments. And then annual recertification, which is really common. And this also, if a client lapses on this part, it could lead to termination. So I really wanted all the supports and providers to understand what that was. Next slide. Submitting complaints and repair requests. Again, clients are urged to talk to their landlord first, and then they can reach out to the subsidy provider. And then this is just a kind of a repeat. I might need to take that out. Next slide. And then I kind of go into here talking about the different programs and the differences. A lot of people, especially since they all used to be RCFCIs, don't really know the differences. And so I talk about specifically the cost of the program because there are differences. And then I talk about best practices that in general. So people who usually live in these care facilities, they're not used to living independently. So sometimes they have issues paying rent. Sometimes they have issues working, living in that, around another person. So this is kind of meant to kind of help set their clients up for success. Next slide. I talk about the transitional residential care facilities. And so these are the three that we delicensed and that are now working on a two-year basis, but they're merely meant to help someone support them to become independent living if they so choose. You know, prior to this, the RCFCI system, people would get stuck and they really wouldn't have an option to leave. But now with some of the subsidy programs that we have, we can totally get someone housed. We're really just more focused on, do they know how to be successful in independent housing? Next slide. And then questions and requests. Pretty straightforward. Again, this is really meant to be basic. It's not meant to go in depth. Just as a reminder, I will be facilitating 4 in services per year on a quarterly basis. So the next one will be in April. And I am soliciting ideas from the community as well, like in terms of topics. So yeah. Does anybody have any questions about that or any points of discussion? Yes, Mark.
Not really a question, but more around the structure of the meeting itself. So this is actually the sole agenda item as far as presentations go. So there's a lot of time that can be spent on this. Normally we have a more sort of a time limited framework there. So we take questions at the end because we definitely want to encourage people to talk and to like learn, because this is not just a presentation. It's literally actually a training. The council is mandated to go through regular trainings. And so would you mind taking questions like at the end of each slide, just so that the information is also so dense that I don't want people to sort of lose sight of any kind of questions that might come up.
Sure.
I don't know if we'll go the full, I think I'll probably put like it this for an hour or so. I don't know if we'll go for the full hour, but we definitely have the time for it to go longer. So just wanted to say the more we want to encourage the dialogue on this, the better.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I'm happy to do all that. And I can talk longer or I can talk shorter. I'm pretty good about running those meetings. And
talk longer on this one.
Okay, sure. Okay. Bill, did you have your hand raised up?
Yes, Manuel. I missed the very first couple of slides. Did you have a chance to talk about the history of the RCFCIs and how they were developed by the state and stuff, and were actually part of Ryan White funding at one point? And if not, if you think there might be interest, if you need some history, I'm happy to provide that.
Thank you, Bill. I didn't necessarily tie it to the history and Ryan White, definitely, mostly because of HOPWA. I don't like to say I'm an expert in Ryan White, but I'm familiar, right? I'm more of an expert in HOPWA. But I'm happy to add a little blurb that would probably be helpful. So okay. Yeah, I'll write a little blurb, and if I have questions, I'll reach out to you.
Very good.
Thank you. Other questions, points of discussion? No? Okay. Moving on the agenda, which I have pulled up in front of me now. Okay, and so next meeting date and agenda items. The next council affairs meeting is scheduled for March 14th from 3 to 4. Okay. Any questions? No. Okay. And again, Chuck and Mark, please correct me, but was that pretty much everything I needed to discuss? And then it goes to adjournment.
Yeah.
Really quick. It's 3:14.
That was quick.
Can I ask a couple folks to stay after? Manuel, I already asked you before. TJ and Paul, would you both mind staying after for just a couple minutes?
Sure. Cool.
All right. So Manuel, you just say, well, the meeting is adjourned.
Okay. Wow. Well, the meeting is adjourned, everyone. Enjoy your Tuesday.
All right.
Thanks, Manuel.
I had a quick